In Maryland, over 43% of all deaths from the coronavirus have occurred at nursing homes. That amounts to over 1,200. The state reportedly had a slow start with a lack of in-person inspections in the months of March and April. A state official has reportedly said that the health department has never been more engaged in this sector and that the surveys they did conduct were aimed at picking up systemic failures. Tammy Bresnahan is director of advocacy for AARP Maryland.
It's a national and state tragedy. It's, you know, in Maryland, we have lost like 40% of the deaths from COVID have been to folks who are living in long-term care nursing home facilities. And it's just, I believe, as one of the most, you know, highly technical countries in the world, that we can do better. Over in the United States, 50,000 residents of nursing homes have lost, nursing homes assisted living have lost their life to this dreadful disease.
Why do you think it's been so high?
Because facilities have not had proper personal protective equipment, that there hasn't been testing, and that they just have not, you know, it overwhelmed them and they were not ready. And none of us have been ready, really. But it is, you know, in this particular case, people are in a very vulnerable state. And, you know, PPE or personal protective equipment needs to be, you know, the protocols for those. We just looked at an issue from the Maryland governor's office for the Department of Health, you know, and what they're saying is that, you know, they're making sure that policies and procedures and protocols are followed accordingly for infections. And so that's what needs to be done, is that they need to make sure that, you know, their staff has the personal protective equipment, that they're testing, that residents and the families, and that they all know who in the facility or that it is in the facility, that those people are separated out, and that they make sure that they're not, you know, contaminating other folks.
My understanding is, I was reading that at least as early as March and April, that state regulation officials were not making in-person inspections of these facilities. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. We asked the same question right around March. We were told that regulators were not going to be going in and the ombudsmen were not going to be going in. And we were curious and were never really given an answer as to why they weren't going in. And so that has been problematic. And I think that's something that the state needs to look into and the federal government needs to look into. Congress needs to act on some of these issues, because nursing homes are regulated first by the federal government through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, and they need to, you know, they need to be held accountable.
So what kind of governmental action do you think is required to keep these nursing homes safe?
What we hear is that they don't have enough funds for the PPE or the personal protective equipment, that they don't have the testing that they need. And it's going to take, you know, a federal influx of dollars and law to make that happen. And so maybe in the next package, you know, Congress will act.
Is there anything the state can do?
I think Governor Hogan has done a remarkable job. He's tackled this head on. He created strike forces. He created the bridge teams. But we really need to keep an eye on it.
Tammy Bresnahan is director of advocacy for AARP Maryland. In our next segment, we discuss what families should be doing if they have a loved one in a nursing home. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.